This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Graziano Pella, who of course scored for Italy midweek, is part of the headline offer here. Him to score and Southampton to win is 6-1. Ross Barkley, who didn't score for England midweek, is part of the Everton headline offer. Him to score and Everton to win is 6-1. Southampton, Lee, have a wretched record at Goodison. They failed to win in their last nine away at Everton, losing seven of them. That wasn't against this Everton, though, and this Everton have struggled this season. Some of the pressure maybe on Roberto Martinez has been alleviated recently with wins at home against Newcastle and away at QPR. My concern with Everton is the lack of development of their big-name players, their young players this season. Ross Barkley, Leighton Baines, Seamus Coleman, Romelu Lukaku. Mm-hmm. They've not had the seasons I think many were expecting.
No, I think that's fair. I think they've just been... Probably the whole team's been off, hasn't it? And maybe, you know, it's difficult to develop when the team's not playing very well, etc. I thought Barkley looked pretty good when he came on for England. Injected a bit of pace into the team against Italy. Stephen Naismith scored for Scotland in that big win over Gibraltar. It's a tricky one, this, isn't it? I mean, the one thing I can trust in this game is the fact that Southampton defensively are excellent away from home. Best defence away from home in the Premier League, of course. And I think that's the only thing I can trust. Five fewer goals than any other team in the Premier League away from home. And Everton haven't been scoring tons at home this season, have they? Have scored five in the last two, but that was against Newcastle and Leicester. So I think I'm going to have a look at the goals here and just play a goals bet. I'm not really sure on the outright result. I think Derek's been saying for a few weeks now that Everton have been improving, and I think they are, and I think they're almost over the line. But I don't think they have to go out and bust a gut in this game to get over the line, if you know what I mean. So I think they might both settle for a draw when all's said and done. The goals betting... Under 2.5 is 8-13, which is, again, it's a little bit, it's about as low as I want to go on an under 2.5. But I think I could play that. And the draw on under 2.5, just to add a bit of extra value, if that's what you're looking for. That'll be around 11-4, I'm presuming. I'll check that out while
it is 11-4.
Yeah.
Do you think they've got the right favourite here, Derek?
It's a good point, that. I don't think they have, no. But I can't back either of the two sides to win at these odds. You know, the draw screams out it's the biggest price of the three. I know why you're saying that. Because, you know, everybody's saying, yeah, Everton are back. They've won back-to-back league games for the first time, you know, and God knows how long. But those two games were only against QPR, who were crap, and Newcastle, who've got nothing to play for. It's sandwiched in between those two. They got mullered 5-2 by Dynamo Kiev. And they're playing, you know, aside that, I've liked to write off this season, but, you know, it's come home to haunt me loads of times. So Everton shouldn't be favourites, you're right. But I'm not sure whether it's just a little hint that Southampton, solid side though they are, they lack the sort of the stardust for me to be backable at these kind of odds against a tough, you know, at a tough ground to win at. I'm looking at the goal scorers here, and I know, you know, Pele for Southampton, he's gone through a terrible run in the league, but he scored against England in midweek, and that, you know, as Lee's hinted a couple of times in this broadcast, that can sometimes be the, you know, the shot in the arm a striker needs. I mean, I don't think he's a top level striker, but he's had a lot of bad luck in recent weeks, you know, shots hitting the bar and so on. And I noticed that he's 2-1 to score at any time, whereas Romelu Lukaku is 6-4 and Aruna Kone 15-8. And this is in a match where both sides are pretty much priced up pretty much equally. So I think the value there is with Pele. Or Pell, however you call him. I'd go for the draw in the outright, but it's a tough game to call.
They've had a lot of players out on international duty, Southampton, actually, just looking. Shane Long, obviously, had a great week. Toby Alderweireld played for Belgium. Tadic and Juricic both played for Serbia. Jose Fonte played for Portugal. James Ward-Prowse captained England in that Germany win in the under-21s. Harrison Reed, Jack Stevens, Jordan Turnbull also in the youth team. So quite a lot of players have been very active, Southampton. So maybe a little bit of fatigue in there.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.